right, everybody. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Turn down the Shipwreck and Zookeepers music here. Okay, good evening, everybody. It's Thursday, September 15th, 2022, the Ides of September. It's 8:15 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Died Suddenly call-in talk-back show. And I'm here. I'm the fakeologist from the North Shore of Lake Ontarible in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I'm co-hosting the show with the founder of the Died Suddenly Facebook group, the fastest growing Facebook group in the history of Zucker World. And with me now is Tiago. Hello, Tiago.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me again.
Well, thanks for bringing this massive group and its massive audience to the Fakeologist Show, where we study media fakery. And we just had a big Sunday, 9/11, of course, the 21st anniversary. That's how the show started. And, of course, now we're in the biggest hoax that has long since surpassed 9/11, and that's the quack. We got to use the carnival terms. Do we have a carnival term for this? I don't want to go out of bounds, and we'll have to remind people of what they can and can't say. I'll let you do that, though. What can we say?
You know what? Just quack, carrot,
right.
Vaccine.
Tea.
That's all. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's all acceptable.
Okay, we're starting off slow because we want everyone in the group. How big is the group? We want to let people file into the room. It says here 274,500 members. Is that about what, 70,000 more than last week?
Yeah, I think so. I think last week we were just on the cusp of 200,000, and now I think it's 75, almost 75,000 more. So that's incredible.
All personally approved by you. Have you been doing any more shows in the last week? What have you been up to with regards to the group and publicity, et cetera?
Yeah, not much. It's been a quiet week this past week, I think. And I got a message, I guess, from the Children's Health Defense Canada. I did a podcast with Sherry Strong, amazing woman, great woman. And then I just yesterday got another message from the Children's Health Defense in the United States with Bobby Kennedy, and they want to do, a podcast or an interview on the 30th of this month.
Wow, Sherry Strong. Do you have a link to that show? Because I usually link to all your shows, and I must have missed that one.
Yeah, if you go in the featured section, she wrote a nice piece there for me.
Oh, look at this.
And I think she does have something along the lines there of a link. If not, I can send it to you after. Yeah, no worries.
Okay, I do see that here. Click here to go. Do. It's got your give, send, go. I don't see a link to the show, though. And somebody's asking, what are you raising funds for at give, send, go? You may as well answer that. That's the top question here on this exact post.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we're going to start our own new platform so we don't have to be censored by the powers that be, and do our own thing, and have proper statistical analysis instead of always wondering and worrying if somebody's going to shut you down and not being able to freely say what you want to say. It is frustrating because I hate not approving posts, just based on language and all this kind of stuff. It's not my platform, so I guess we got to follow their rules for now.
Right. Somebody here is accusing somewhat the group for deleting comments. They're not for free speech.
No, I don't. The only time we delete comments is when they break the rules. If you go to our rules on the Facebook group, you'll see, there's no talking about certain things, alternative therapies and the like, because if you start doing that, then Facebook will, they'll start giving us a strike. So you got to be like really, really careful how you word things on Facebook. Their algorithms, and even if you spell things incorrectly, their algorithm can still pick that up. So it's the world we live in, but, to get away from it, it's best to create something like what you have, your own platform, and you can say whatever you want then. Nobody can tell you what to do.
Yeah, well, your give, send, go is $3,200. You're trying to get to $25,000, and I know software is expensive. So, yeah, good for you. I have my own platform, fakeologist.com, and we are on a value-for-value model, which is, I guess, similar to what you're doing. So, basically, if you want to help my platform, then you can make a donation. And I also have my own video platform called fakeotube.com, and it does cost money to host bandwidth. Pretty much. I think most people understand that, but my site is totally open and I have forums and I have a blog and I have comments on my video platform. So if anyone wants to investigate that, it's fakeologist.com. And yeah, I applaud you for doing that. I know the person you have helping develop your platform. He's a very good technical man. He has experience in radio station engineering, so he will and has a great experience. He's helping with fakeologist.com, making it look a little more pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. These platforms for you, you know, to handle the bandwidth and statistical analysis and all the, it's expensive. These guys aren't cheap, right? So it's, you know, it's an expensive endeavor, and to do something, you know, similar to what you have there, it's not cheap. It's not, you know, it's not like $100, but,
Well, it just depends on how busy they get. And,
absolutely.
And obviously Facebook is a government operation / private public corporation. So they have trillions of dollars behind them. And, that way they can hire people to do censorship and just to make it really fast. I've doubled my expense to keep FakeoTube going by replicating it in Europe, the United States, and Sydney, Australia. Those are my biggest fan sites from my own statistical analysis. So I wanted to give them a faster connection there. Now we're going to take calls. We do take calls every Thursday. So please connect to our phone numbers. I'm going to put them on the screen now. I'll try and repeat them over and over and over and over again. But if you're in the United States, it's 810-666-1984. Yes, 1984 was selected on purpose. And in Canada, it's 902-400-1984. And when you get through on that line, press 1 to connect to me. And if you don't have any way of dialing those two North American numbers, please connect to me on Fakeologist on Skype. Just search for Fakeologist. I don't think I have to approve you. The phone should ring if you just connect to Fakeologist. And dial me on Skype. I don't have a call waiting service on Skype, so if I don't answer right away, just send me a message and I'll call you back. So actually, that might even be a smarter way. Just send me a message, a chat on Fakeologist on Skype, and I'll call you back. That might be smarter. You can still call if you want, but I might not be able to get to you right away if we do have a lot of phone calls. And last week we had a couple, and the week before we had many towards the end. So right now we have 40 live viewers on Facebook Died Suddenly group. Did you publicize the show this week?
I did, yeah, about an hour and a half ago or whatever it was. So
okay.
I just had so much on, I just totally forgot. Usually I'll do it like 24 hours in advance, just to give everybody a heads up. But for next week's show, I'm going to start doing it, you know, 24 hours in advance. That way everyone has a heads up, you know, they can plan around it if they got a plan. So that will probably make more sense than me doing it an hour before.
Well, we're going to be here every Thursday. So if any of you guys, now if anything happens to the group between now and next Thursday, just go to fakeotube.com. You can connect to that. It's open. It's free. If you want to be a chatter on fakeotube.com, you just register your email. There's no one checking you out. You can register and put your chat in there because FakeoTube has its own chat. So that's the backup plan for now until the new platform gets going. But you're welcome to come to the Fakeologist platform. Fakeologist is its own show Sunday through Thursday. But it's a separate venture. I raise donations, money, value for value. That's my motto for my own show. I'm just co-hosting. This is a joint venture between me and Tiago, this particular show, but The Diet Suddenly group is all Tiago, just so you know. So I'm just making myself, availing myself to this because I think this is a super important project and I wanted to help Tiago out any way I can. I met Tiago through another show quite a few months ago, maybe even a year ago, and we really hit it off well. I like what he's doing. I think it's fantastic. He's got great ideas. He's a fellow Canadian. I mean, there's so many synergies that we bounce off each other. I'm really super happy to help Tiago with my time and my talent, and that's what I like to do. So if you want to help out with your treasure, if you don't have time or talent to donate, then you can do that too. But all three are super valuable. So that's where I come into the whole thing. And I'm also a trucker because I see people on there. Now, one thing that I do talk about every Tuesday is cryptocurrency. Now, I know Tiago is an experienced financial guy, trader, but one thing that became clear with the trucker convoy is we know what the government was doing with the GoFundMe, the Give, Send, Go. They were scaring the hell out of Canadians, and it was really disgusting what they were doing because I think most Canadians just wanted to be part of something. I don't think there was anything nefarious about the trucker convoy. I think it just proved it was fairly disorganized because there were no clear leaders. And now a couple people that were really speaking out and famous on Facebook have been sanctioned with bail conditions, which is it's a form of lawfare, which is horrible. And I'm speaking specifically of Pat King, who he'd crack open a live stream on Facebook and have 25,000 people watching within 20 minutes. I don't even think our Crime Sinister got that kind of views on YouTube or anywhere else. So he's been sanctioned. But I think it was a good thing. I donated, and I'm not afraid to say it. I donated to both Give, Send, Go and GoFundMe, and both my donations came back. I didn't ask for them back, but they got bounced back. So why I'm bringing this up, there are other ways to send value. And I think that everyone knows what Bitcoin is. So Fakeologists in particular, I have donation buttons for Bitcoin and Pirate Coin, Monero and Epic Cash, which is one of the newest cryptos out there with privacy and security. So if any of you guys are paranoid or you're worried about donating money and having your name linked to it, you can use crypto to be quite anonymous. So I have it set up on my site for my thing, but maybe Tiago will look at this in the future as another way of donating as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You're ahead of the game. I made a mistake. I initially started a GoFundMe and I totally forgot, you know, about the whole trucker situation. And then I had, you know, a bit of backlash and people complaining a bit. So I had to go start a Give, Send, Go. But everybody's been great. I totally dropped the ball on that one with the GoFundMe. But
it's okay.
You know, I'm not, this is kind of new to me. I've never raised funds before or anything like that. This is like a brand new sphere for me. So I'm learning as I go as well. So, you know, just be patient.
We're amateurs. We're not professionals. I'm not in the fundraising business myself. I'm in the truth business. I personally think truth should be free. And I don't believe in paywalls, and I get a lot of flack for that because I take on a lot of people that just fly in, and people think if I erected a wall, I keep the riffraff out. So I'm on the value for value. And so I just put up these donation things for my website if anyone wanted to help out on that. But you're doing something completely different. You're trying to raise money to build a new platform, which is an awesome task. It is a lot of work, but with the right skills, you can probably take advantage of some of the open source software out there to get something going. But in the meantime, it's you know, I'm not on YouTube tonight because every time I broadcast my truth talks, I get blown off. So I just decided to stick to my own platform called FakeoTube. And not waste time trying to reboot YouTube. And every time you get blown off, to reconstitute, it takes time and energy. And quite frankly, you know, as we get older, we're running out of time. So time is extremely precious.
Absolutely.
People, Viking Helga, good evening. She's in the FakoTube chat. And if you go to fakeologist.com/live, or if you just type fakotube.com, FakeoTube.com, you'll see the stream there. And then on the side of the stream is a chat bubble somewhere. And you'll see the chat. And if you register, you'll be able to type in your chat. To register, all you do is just confirm your email address. It's nothing too fancy. And we have Viking Helga, who called us last week. She's in the chat. Hello. She says, people on Getter are discussing the Died Suddenly group and wondering how to participate. Tiago, how do they participate in the Died Suddenly group?
Yeah, they can just come to the group. I mean, they can support people. They can be compassionate, even just listening to somebody on when they post in the comments, and just be supportive. That's what I think. I read, through the comments, not often, but sometimes I read through those comments, and these people who post on there who are going through these, challenges in their life, it helps them. It really does help them, because they haven't been listened to in God knows how many months. So yeah, it's amazing.
So if you want someone to listen to you, call in tonight. You got the phone numbers. Viking Helga is always, always available to call in. So do you have to be invited to get in the Died Suddenly group? That's what Viking Helga is asking. Viking Helga, call in if you want.
No, you don't have to be invited. I had it on privacy for a few days, because I had to slow down. I got some security people to come in to verify that the people that were joining were legitimate and not there to cause trouble. So I had to slow down the group on purpose. That's why I set it to private. Then after we got a handle on things, then I put it back to public. So you don't need an actual invite link to join the group. You can just, come now, and everything's back to normal.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Because I started my... Okay, here's Viking. Hello, Viking Helga. Hello. Oh, you're all funny again. I'm going to hang up, call back. I don't know what it is. She's calling all the way from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Maybe the undersea cables are not working. All right, let's try again. Hello, Helga.
Hello.
Ah, there you go. Why is it always the first call goes funny?
I don't know.
How are you, Viking Helga? Welcome back. Thanks for being a Fakeologist patron, by the way.
Thank you. I'm married to an IT guy.
Oh,
and
wow.
He can't make this crap work.
So it's always the shoemaker's children that run around barefoot. Have you ever heard that?
Yes. Yeah. We have another saying here in Brazil. It goes more or less like that one.
Go ahead. Say it in Portuguese. I love Portuguese.
Casa de ferreiro, espeto de pau.
Diego? You want to check
casa
that?
Casa de ferreiro, espeto de pau. Yeah, I mean, the when they speak, it's a little, they speak with a bit of a dialect, and they speak really quick too, by the way. So,
what are you saying, that people that live in Portugal speak slowly?
No, they speak very differently.
They have, in Brazil, it's like an accent, right? But in Portugal, to me, it's an accent, but I'm sure when I speak Portuguese to her, I sound like I have an accent probably. But yeah, when somebody from Brazil speaks to me in Portuguese, I have to tell them to slow down a little bit. That way I can understand what they're saying. But, no, it's a beautiful language. And,
it's more or less like a British English and American English. So yes. Portuguese from Portugal is like British English, and Brazilian Portuguese is more like American English.
Okay, let's talk about Dying Suddenly. That's what people are here for.
Yes.
Let's.
People on Getter were discussing the Died Suddenly group with the hashtag Died Suddenly. Mm-hmm. So if anyone goes on Getter, you can see stories and people asking about this particular group if you put hashtag Died Suddenly.
Okay.
And they said you have to be invited to participate. Since I'm not in on Facebook, I didn't say anything. But you also don't have to be registered on Getter to read. It's not like Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter blog. Yeah. I don't know if this happens to you, but if I'm not on Twitter and when I try to read, they let me read 3 or 4 messages and then they cut it off. But on Getter, you can get in and read everything that is there without any problems, even if you're not logged in, even if you don't even have an account. So that's nice.
Okay, I'm on Getter right now and explore now. Refuse all nonsense. So I should type in hashtag died suddenly.
Died suddenly. Yeah.
And let's see what happens. Let's see. Okay. All right. Well, 6 years old. Here's a story that will upset Diego. Dr. Carl Eric Gagné from Quebec passed away while cycling. Oh, dear.
Another one.
The cyclists. And who? Hey, I listen to a regular podcast just with normies, normal people that aren't fakeologists. And what were they telling me? They told me a story of a guest they had on. He was an MMA fighter. I don't know the name.
Yep,
and, I don't know the name. He's 34, and he died suddenly in the last week. He was a guest on their show, and they're all scratched.
He's Canadian. He's a Greek guy, Elias Diodoro. Yeah,
I think so, yeah. And everyone is they're just scratching their heads. Oh, that's strange. They said he had liver cancer. And they were all saying, they were all just saying 34 is so young to have liver cancer, but not what these guys are in such denial. They hate people that are against the tea drinkers. They are absolutely violently opposed to those that don't want to drink the tea. I only listen to them as a hate listen. You know, sometimes you listen to podcasts that make you mad, but I look at it as a reconnaissance. I like to know what the enemy is thinking. And I don't like to think of those that are for tea to be enemies, but right now we are in a bit of a war.
A friend came to visit me today, and she had an art teacher who just got his 4th cup of tea.
Oh.
And now he is in hospital. He has encephalitis. And it will probably die.
That's swelling of the brain, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an
and you need to, I think they have to crack your skull to relieve the pressure. Otherwise.
It's horrible. And his wife, she told me his wife is desperate and doesn't know what's going on. And I asked her, why didn't you say it's from the stupid tea? And she said, I don't tell anyone anything anymore because everyone just attacks me. So I'm just silent and nod.
People are so afraid. Someone's dying in their own house and they're afraid of being yelled at.
Yeah.
Come on. It seems that's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy. Yeah.
I'm afraid my friend won't like, I'll be unfriended on Facebook if I let them know my thoughts or my real feelings. Meanwhile, your husband's about to croak.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That is nuts. Terrible story.
But now I think it will speed up because here in Brazil, they're using the JT for the 4th cup.
You're on the 4th cup. I think we're on the 5th cup here in Canada.
There's a lady the other day who posted in the group, and she mentioned in, I think somewhere in Australia, if I'm not mistaken, they were on the 6th cup of tea, number 6. Her sister was going in for number 6 in the morning.
I wouldn't have 6 cups of anything.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It really is crazy. I don't even like taking vitamin D, but... sometimes I pop a couple of vitamin D's as the sun goes away from the northern hemisphere. Someone told me that's a good idea. We don't give medical advice here. I'm just telling you what I sometimes do, but I'm not religious about anything. I always feel pretty good. I think the best medicine is just getting 7 hours of sleep myself and walking. But That's that. I think anyone can do that. I don't think I need a, you need a prescription for that.
Yeah. And just, let everybody know in the chat, from Died Suddenly News in the group, you guys can call in. There's two numbers there, an American or a US number and a Canadian number as well.
Yeah. 810 is the American one. 902 is the Canadian one. 810-666-1984. We want to hear from other people. We love hearing from Viking Helga from Sao Paulo, Brazil, but, and she likes to talk. But she
only because you let me.
She wants to encourage others. See how easy it is? What did you do? You just dialed, you just pressed the fakeologist button in Skype and you got through in seconds. Come on, guys, let's use the technology. It's so easy.
Yeah, absolutely. There, I think maybe the Died Suddenly News people, the members there, maybe they're a little bit shy. Maybe they don't want to speak to me directly. They're more comfortable typing.
So, Diego, look, he's approachable. He won't bite you. You only have to just come on for 30 seconds. Just call in and say your name, first name, where you're from. Give us a quick synopsis of what you're experiencing. And that's it. Then hang up.
Yeah.
We're not going to interrogate you.
No, for instance, I'm reading here from one of the users. I've had people tell me they hope I die from not taking the thing. I've spent my career taking care of others. This is an interesting person. I would like more to know more about her and or him. I don't know. I don't even know if it's a her or a him.
No.
So
or something in between. Well, let me read some comments. Great job, Diego. Worldwide recognition. And someone's here, isn't it a shame we have to now pay to speak freely? Well, let me explain. Facebook is not free. You're giving your data. Oh, here we go. You're giving your data. Hello, caller. Can you give your first name, please, and where you're calling from?
Hello. Hi, Tiago. It's Angela in California.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, just doing a podcast and getting to know everyone. How are you doing?
I'm good. We just finished a show with Steve. My phone is blowing up now because of you.
Why? What happened?
Can hold on a sec. Can you tell us where this sounds like a personal call? Is this somebody we should all know? Is this your ex-girlfriend from California? What's going on here? I told you, no personal calls.
No. Tiago, do you want to say who I am?
Yeah, this is Nurse Angela. She's Steve Kirsch's personal nurse.
Oh.
She handles a lot of the behind the scenes podcasts, and she does a lot of work for the organization.
Oh, okay. So are you on camera sometimes? Have we seen you before on Steve's show? Because I've watched quite a few of Steve's videos.
Yes, yeah. I've done a couple of the shows. I was interviewed with Peter McCullough and Jessica Rose, and okay. I did one with Bruce Patterson, and I pop in. I do all the bookings for his shows, and then I'm the nurse on the show. So we had Diego on a couple of weeks ago.
Right, yeah.
And ever since then, my phone hasn't stopped. I've got Epoch Times calling, producers calling, vaccine injured groups calling, so...
Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty popular, Tiago.
Is that just because of his good looks or because he has something good to say? I like to praise people. I'm not really into Tiago's look, but, you know, he's a good guy. Come on.
Thanks, man. Well, I'm glad you think I'm handsome. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're.
I haven't seen him, I don't know, other than the show, but yes.
No, I haven't either. I don't even know if he exists. This is the fakeologist show, after all. He could be a virtual reality.
You never know.
I know.
My name might not be Diego.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, you're doing great things. I actually just had another grassroots organization want to kind of merge and send all of their vaccine injured victims over to your site. So that's why I was texting you earlier, asking you for the links and stuff, because other vaccine groups want to come in and put their stories on your group. So
really, that's
you must be doing
cool.
good things. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How tyrannical is California? And are you Are you a lifelong California, if I can say that word, person?
I'm from the Seychelles Islands by off the east coast of Africa, but it's pretty crazy here in California. I mean, the mandates are bad. What they're doing to the college kids is even worse. All of our UC, you know, colleges, UC systems are requiring the second booster for college kids. Like Harvard is another one of them. You know, all the UC Davis, UC Berkeley, UCLA, UCSF, they're literally requiring all of the students to have a second booster. It's bad here. The mandates are bad. Not quite as bad as New York. I mean, we can still go into restaurants and that kind of thing, but I can't go into like a play, for example, or, you know, there's still places where I'm restricted because I'm not fully vaccinated.
Is that right? Wow. Yeah. So they're really trying to clear out California versus some of the other states. It really seems like they want to get rid of people from that area.
Angela, do you feel comfortable sharing your story to everybody?
Oh, yeah. So I...
And don't forget, we use carnival words. We're trying to use carnival words. We use T for the... We like to use T. We're trying to be encoded because we're on the Died Suddenly video platform right now. So if you could talk about the T.
So I had tea, like what you drink.
Mm-hmm. You had the tea. Okay. How much tea did you have?
I only had one cup of tea, and it was awful.
Okay.
I got a cup of tea so that I could help fight on the front lines. I'm a nurse, obviously, and and it literally, and I've taken all others, and I did fine with all of the others. I truly don't believe there's anything safe right now, as far as, you know, now I've learned what's happened. But I had one, and it literally, I thought I was gonna die. 12 minutes later, I was really tachycardic and in the back of an ambulance on my way to the hospital. And I had 5 911 calls. It was just, it was really, really scary. I thought I really didn't think I'd make it.
Wow.
And so
that's terrible.
It was pretty horrific. And so then I joined, Steve Kirsch found me. I think I was on a Dr. Drew show is where he first found me, but asked me to join his team. And it's just been one thing after another. We've been planning and doing Defeat the Mandates. We do shows, we bring awareness, we bring guests on. And we're just fighting it as hard as we can, and we won't stop until we win. So that's what we're doing.
And the big news, the big worldwide news that encouraged me is in Denmark, they've stopped allowing tea for people under 50. And I thought, wow, that's quite a cutoff, because I just missed the cutoff. So if I was in Denmark, I would be offered the tea. I would politely decline, of course, but... Isn't that a telling story? That's something, isn't it? That should be worldwide news.
I know it. Well, we put it on our news today because we do a little news segment before Steve goes live.
Okay.
And yeah, we have this part of our news. I mean, just the craziness. Nothing makes sense. The science doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Even Dr. Offit, who is like part of the FDA making these decisions, he's come out and talked about how. You know, these boosters are, you know, there's not a whole lot of science or, you know, behind it. And he even made in a comment that, you know, they shouldn't force regular people to have these boosters, these vaccines or these cups of tea, but that healthcare providers should have it. And I'm thinking like, I should be subjected to this and have to die to take care of people for a living, and other people shouldn't be forced. I mean, none of it to me makes sense.
Listen.
Anymore.
If I have warts, I shouldn't be forced to remove my warts. If I like my warts, I want to live with my warts. It shouldn't be mandated that I remove my warts before I go anywhere, especially if warts aren't contagious, especially if contagion is a myth. And these are some of the broader questions that everyone should be talking about. 2.5 years later, we really need to know the nature of illness, people. We really need to understand what makes us sick. Let's stop arguing about these mandates as if we have any clue of why people get ill. Let's talk about it. There's a million people trying to get the message out. You really have to do your research. It's really easy. You guys, we live in this golden age of information. It's available. Information is free right now. Use it before you lose it. And Facebook is not the internet. YouTube is not the internet. There's a great thing called the World Wide Web. You can go to any country and any website. It's a little harder to find than it was the last year and the year before, but just look around. Use some different search engines like presearch.com, anything but the big boys. Find a small one and you'll find stuff out there. There's a lot of people talking. And I heard that tea sales were actually on the decline before this whole COVID thing started. Why? Because there more people were doing their own research before they did any kind of medical procedure. The most famous doctor in the world before this was named Dr. Google. How many people would go into their doctor with whatever their problem was and say, have you heard of this, doc? Have you heard of that? And of course he hasn't. He has no time because he's doing an appointment every 5 minutes. The patients were coming in with more information than the doctors learned in school because of Dr. Google. So people were doing the research and it was really starting to hurt the tea sales. And guess what they had to do? Now they're forcing the sale of their tea on you. So people, use these tools. There's lots of people talking out there. We're talking and we're not giving any medical advice. We're just saying, get the information, learn for yourself. If you went to school, then you know how to use the internet. You can read. Do your reading. Do it, man.
Yeah. And Angela, describe to people, can you tell people, since your tea injury, have you bounced back? How are you physically now?
I'm so lucky. I'm doing amazing. I think that because I had early care, I worked at a big, huge hospital teaching facility, and, you know, I was very well loved by all of the staff. And so the doctors, when this happened to me, they were panicking. I mean, I was one of their head nurses. And so I had the best of the best care, and I had early treatment, and I had, you know, access to everything. There's amazing doctors out there right now treating those that are injured. And so fortunately, it's been about a year. I mean, my injury was really early on being a nurse. Mine was back in January of last year. So I've been doing really well since then. So it's great. You know, I give a lot of hope to people who have this issue because, you know, people do heal. Our bodies are really good at healing. And
that's right. That's right.
Care of it. You know, there is hope. I always feel so heartbroken sometimes reading the stories where people are just giving up and they're losing hope and they don't think they'll ever get better. It definitely is possible. And there's a lot of great resources out there of people that can help and, you know, help figure out the problem. I love Dr. Corey. I love Dr. Merrick. And Dr. Ely, who we just had on our show tonight, has been amazing at treating those that are injured as well. I feel very fortunate though. I know it's not the case for everybody, but I sure hope in the future that everybody will get better.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Thank you guys so much. I've got to jump on with Steve on Clubhouse with actually Dr. Ely. So
wow. Good on you.
Thank you, Angela.
You so much.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And send anyone our way. We need more callers. We need more stories. So shoot them over here.
Sounds good. I will.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There goes Angela, Steve Kirsch's nurse. Fantastic. That was a connection I guess you made when you were on the show last week.
Yeah.
And I have the show, I think, on my site. If you go to FakoTube.com, go to the top, just type in Tiago. I got the Laura Lynn show. I think this is the Steve Kirsch hit. It's only 5 minutes. No, this is your... I don't have Steve Kirsch's version on there because you were part of a bigger show, so I didn't clip it. But yeah, you did most of the Laura Lynn show for half an hour. So people can go over there and find it. I couldn't find your Sherry... What was her name? Sherry Stone show? I didn't...
Sherry Strong.
I didn't see a link.
I'll send it to you after the show.
I see the name. She linked to Give, Send, Go, but I don't see a link to the show.
Not even in the comments there? She didn't put a link in the comments?
Let me look here. You know how the comments are.
Should be one in the comments, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. I will take a look.
I thought I seen one. Yeah, I thought I seen one in the comments. She's awesome. Sherry Strong is amazing.
Where'd you meet her? She runs the,
you know what? She contacted me on Facebook. She Children's Health Defense for Canada, and they're doing great things. So, and great people. So absolutely, and they're Canadian, right? So Canadian. So you know, I got to support my fellow Canadian people, and it's pretty good. She's an amazing person. I see a flag there for Great Britain. That's awesome. So many people all over the world, Australia, United Kingdom, United States, South America. Like, it's, you guys are amazing. Like, I've never seen, like, you know, so many people from all over the world come together. It's incredible.
Where are the Africans? Because I'm asking
They're there.
Africans there. On there? Are they getting the tea over there? Yeah. Because I got the impression they weren't getting the tea.
Well, they're getting the tea. Not as many African countries are getting the tea. They're getting different kinds of tea. You know, the ones pre-COVIDs that they're dealing with, right? So they're getting, you know, a whole bunch of other types of tea, but yeah.
Okay, but I don't think they're getting it in the same coverage as they are in the Western countries that you mentioned, the Five Eyes nations.
Yeah, the real problem in Africa that I see where I see, you know, many injuries is South Africa.
Right. That's more of a Western style country in Africa.
Yeah.
If you're in Canada, give us your province. Give us your city. Give your city and country. We're pretty smart here. Fort Myers, Florida. I love Fort Myers. If I was going to go to Florida, it would probably be over around Fort Myers, Naples.
Fort Myers is nice.
I don't know too many places in the world, but I know it's nice down there. Nice breeze off the
Saskatchewan, Northern Ontario. We got them from everywhere, all over the world. Maine, you're right beside me. I'm in Nova Scotia, so Maine is a 7-hour drive from me.
Yeah.
Merritt, BC, Nova Scotia.
Oh, obrigado, Diego. Is that Mike Martin's? MikeMartins.com?
I have no idea.
Did you say Merritt?
Merritt, yeah. I thought I seen a Merritt British.
Merritt, that's probably Mike Martins. Mike Martins, call in. You know my call in on Skypey. Reading,
Liberty, New York,
Pennsylvania,
Oregon, Las Vegas, Reading, Pennsylvania. Oh man, from all over the place, United States. Yeah, it's incredible. The support is incredible. I'm glad everybody's. You know, we're gonna be here once a week with Tim, on Fakeologist.
Yeah,
he's a great guy, great
Thank
podcaster,
you.
And we'll be here every Thursday. I'll make time no matter what's going on in my day.
Oh, nice. We have someone from Port Duchesne, New Brunswick. Hello. Okay. Port Duchesne,
Eagle, Idaho. Never heard of that. Wow.
Eagle, Idaho. Schenectady, New York. I noticed you were avoiding that one. Schenectady.
Yeah, I thought I'd let you pronounce that.
I think I got it right. Schenectady.
I think so. You did pretty good.
New Jersey, East York, UK, Borden, Ontario. That's where the military base is.
Yeah.
A lot of spooky things happen there, let me tell you. And Helga gave a getter comment. Let me click on that and see what it brings up. There's a click. There's a getter link to Died Suddenly News. That's nice. Who put that up? Fix November 3rd put that up. Okay, good.
I have no idea. Yeah, no. I've had people send me screenshots that Died Suddenly News is all over TikTok, and it's all over the world. It's it's like a phenomenon. It's unbelievable.
Skin neck titty. Oh. That's a great way to remember. Skin, neck, titty. Skinectity. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
I've heard that. Okay, sorry about that. Skin, neck, titty. I love that. I love childish names. Their words.
Swansea, Massachusetts. Wow.
Elgin, Illinoising, 45 miles west of Chicago. Shout out. Ireland. Swansea. By the way, while you guys are listening, I want to announce that September 25th, I'm going to have Ilse Dora from German New Medicine and the wonderful Northern Tracy, my girlfriend over there in Ireland. And I don't think they're mourning the Queen's death too much in Ireland. But we're going to be talking about German New Medicine. I know nothing about it. And I'm really hopeful that after this whole apocalypse is over, that we're going to find new ways to make people healthy and keep people healthy. I really think that, like I said, the era for tea drinking is over. And this is maybe they're just signaling they want to get rid of tea. I know they have other things up their sleeves to make people, to maintain people and their addiction to drugs, legal drugs. But I think when people realize that these big pharma companies are not there to help them, they're going to look for other things to maintain their health. And of course, you just have to go to nature to stay healthy. You know, don't abuse your body. Absolutely. Stay away from toxic chemicals. Get sleep, get exercise, and get your mind clear. Ride a bike.
Yep. And we have all these people from all over the world, British Columbia, Minnesota, Elgin, everywhere. How about somebody call in? We got the phone numbers on the screen.
Yeah.
This is Tim. I'm Tiago.
Yeah.
Side Suddenly News. Give me a show, just to say hello.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to have to listen to us talk to Viking Helga. Viking Helga, you're still on the line, I see.
Yeah.
Tell us, do you have any more
stories?
I
didn't want to interrupt anyone.
It's all right. You can interrupt.
Have you seen that the Wellcome Trust has funded a research study that found that the tea is 98 times worse than the original fake illness.
Right.
Wow.
So they now are pivoting the narrative, and I wonder why.
Well, I don't even.
I'll put the link so you can see what I'm talking about.
All right. Second Smart. This is I do spend a lot of time on Substack, and this Substack is Second Smartest Guy in the World. Oh, who's, you know, the logical question to that guy's name is, of course.
Who's the first? Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the first? Has anyone asked him? Yeah. The Wellcome Trust. Does anyone know the history of Wellcome Trust? What elite family? Is it the Wellcome family? I'm guessing.
I don't know, but they.
Yes,
they
it
are,
is.
They are a drug company.
Sir Henry Wellcome. And that was founded in 1936 after the death of Sir Henry Wellcome. So old money. And let me guess, he probably only likes certain people to be alive under the heading eugenicist, eugenics.
Probably. But you see, they are now pivoting the narrative. Why?
Okay. Well, what is the narrative? What are we going from what to what?
That the tea is wonderful and everyone should get it, to, hey, the tea is worse than the original disease.
So what does he want us to do next?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's really the question. That's really the question. But so what do they have next? Yeah.
But well, isn't it weird? And until
well, I don't like to use the word weird because it's so general, but what I think it means is that they like to stay they like to stay ahead of the tsunami. You can't steer a river, you can't stop a river, but you can steer it. So if the river is flowing a certain way, so if people are moving away from the idea of tea drinking, if enough of them are making the river go a certain way, so they're going to try and steer the river in their direction so they can somewhat make it go to their benefit. That's all I can think of. So maybe they knew that this day would come. They probably didn't know when it would come exactly. Don't forget, this has been happening for 2.5 years, but the tea has been available for what? A year and a half? January 2021 or even December 2020?
Yeah.
So maybe now people are becoming a little more aware that maybe there's a problem with the tea, and they've got to have something next.
So you think they are coming out and they are trying to come out in front, and then they will tell us what to do next. This is the
thing. Don't forget that most of the world is conditioned that when they go to the doctor, they get a piece of paper with some drug writing on it called a prescription, and they want to go get some drugs to make them feel better. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to learn how to bike or walk or eat properly. So
there's a few people here in the chat. They want to call, and they're from the United States.
Go ahead.
If you're from the United States, call 810-666-1984. Tim's got the numbers up on the screen.
That's right. If you can't see the screen, we just gave it to you. 810-666-1984. I'll just type it in manually into the chat. I'll put the Canadian version up. If you don't like phones, and actually I prefer Skype for phone quality. The quality on the computer is usually better. 103.
You got to hit one.
Yeah, I got to hit one, yeah. Don't hit two because I can't get at you when you hit two. Yeah, Perth, Western Australia. I do a talk show on Saturdays. It's called the Fakeologist Audio Chat, and we have a regular contributor from Perth, Western Australia. His name is Noise Level. So shout out to Noise Level from Perth, Australia. It's a Australia's a huge country. I think it's almost as wide as Canada. It's got, what, four time zones in Australia? Got a lot.
Yeah, something like that. It's massive. It's incredible. We got Australian people in here. We got people all over the world. It's incredible.
So it says here, Welcome Trust will be right there on the propaganda and mass-induced fear front lines when the next pandemic is rolled out in PSYOP 22. So second smartest guy in the world, .substack.com, says next year or the end of this year or right now is PSYOP 22. Which brings us to the crux of this article. Exactly why would a healthcare research charity that basically manages its not insignificant assets, exactly like hedge funds, do ever fund a research study that would expose their entire eugenics operation? So eugenics is the study of making a more perfect human, in which they get to pick who gets to reproduce. So they only want certain people from certain groups of certain persuasions and certain characteristics to reproduce. And they don't want other people doing it to dilute the human genome, as they call it, which is another myth, by the way.
I have noticed an interesting development here in my city.
Of São Paulo, Brazil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Many new fertility clinics are popping up, mainly in the rich parts of the city.
Okay. Whoever's on the line, if you're on the line, make sure you press one. If you didn't press one, hang up and press one, because you might. If you're on the line, it's not ringing through. So make sure you press uno, one. So just hang up and call back. I can't see if you're on the line. So fertility clinics are popping up every. Why do you think that might be, Viking Helga?
Yeah, it's a mystery. I think people are drinking way too much tea and they're preparing.
Right.
Because it's really insane. The numbers are not normal. I think I've seen in the last 2 months, maybe 5 or 6 new clinics. It's too much. We didn't have them. We had them here, but they were one here, the other there, and no one really cared very much. But now they're just popping up like pizza parlors.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you got to start your business in anticipation of customers. You have to be ahead of the curve there. Just keep trying, know. Facebook user. I can't see any names in the Restream groups. I don't know who's trying to call in. But just hang up and call back and press one. Press one, press one. Oh, there we go. Hello, Fakeologist. What's your first name and where are you calling from, please? Go ahead. Oh, I got to press the right button. Come on, man. Hello, Fakeologist. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Oh, I made it.
Where are you calling from, please?
Oh, just turn down the radio in the background there or turn off the stream, please.
No, that's fine. Just shut it off. Sorry, I don't call into these things. I just figured I would give you guys a shout out.
Oh, good. Exactly who we wanted to call. You're our perfect caller. Hi.
Hello.
I am Juliet. I'm from Swansea, Massachusetts in USA.
All right. Beautiful. Swansea.
I just joined your page last week, so I'm kind of new to all this, and just reading everything is overwhelming. I want to say thank you for everything you did and what you're doing, bringing these people together and giving them a place to reach out and have support.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, no, thank you, really. I can only imagine how much work you put into this. Anyway, I have a question. Like, one of my comments was deleted, and I just have a question about it. I don't know if I can mention this online because I don't want to get you in trouble, but I'm just curious if it's because I mentioned the how bad is my thing.
Yeah, that's how bad is your starts with a B, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can't. That is, I'm for freedom of speech. I love all that stuff. But in terms of Facebook, they don't.
No, I get it. I'm not questioning why you did it. I just didn't understand. I just wanted to make sure because I don't want to keep typing it to people and.
No worries. Yeah. It's just sometimes what happens is if you type it like many times, Facebook will eventually strike you, and then eventually after that, they might strike the group as well. So that's why I kind of try to keep that, you know, that particular website that you're talking about. I mean, it's a great website, don't get me wrong, but
if you want to email me, I'll look at the website. I'm at fakeologist.com. If you want to send me an email. There is email.
It's real simple. You don't even need me to. You can just kind of do it yourself. Just type it in and you'll see
how
what comes
bad
up. It's
is
just
your
basically a site.
EATCH. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, right, yeah. Right. I've heard of that one. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's phenomenal. Like it's the VAERS reports, and they just kind of simplify it so that you can look it up, check your particular one. It shows you how many reports there were.
Oh, right.
Gives you just a little bit of an idea of, you know, maybe what to expect.
Yeah,
I was just curious about that.
Diego does an amazing job administering the group, and he's got he thinks he has the secret sauce to keeping it going. Obviously, he's been right so far. So whatever he's doing, it's working.
Well, I'm surprised because Facebook is notorious. I don't know if I can say this either, but I'm a certain supporter, and they hate me. So I get bans all the time for posting anything that makes fun of certain things and whatever, you know. I'm constantly, you know, so, and it's ridiculous. And I put your page, like I do this with it because the vaccine has, the tea has spilled and I knew it was bad before.
Do you know anyone personally that's been affected by the tea?
I do, and this is what I put in the comments because I didn't really know if I could speak online, on the phone about it.
Go for it.
My best friend, like, I tried telling everybody, like, there's something up with this, something just doesn't smell right, you know, like, they shouldn't have to be promoting it like this, we shouldn't be getting celebrities singing about it and making up stupid songs and coming out and dancing, like, certain things, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, there's something really wrong here. So I told my friends, I'm like, just wait, you know, wait it out, this thing, you know. You're going to survive, like, you're all right. So, anyway, my best friend took it and her mom took it because they were going to go to Aruba and they didn't want to not be able to go to Aruba. And my best friend's fine, but her mom just passed away last week from a thing. I put it in the comments. Yeah, it's like a brain thing.
Sorry to hear that.
That
wow.
came on. Yeah, it came on 10 months ago. The woman was perfectly fine, fit, healthy. They went on vacation every year. She was, you know, perfect grandmother. Took the kids hiking, riding, canoeing, camping, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, a couple of seizures. She thought something was up, and they took her to the hospital. They found something. They found stew on her brain. And
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, she was within 10 months gone. Yeah.
Wow.
So terrible.
Best friend though, she's fine. Everybody I know personally, like I can't say I know anybody anecdotally personally, other than like my best friend's mom, another friend, family friend, their dad. Perfect. He was. I mean, he was in his 80s, but still, he was golfing 18 holes. He was, you know, he was far. He like he retired, but he worked in some little thing he did. Still worked 40 hours a week, but he golfed 18 holes. He was hiking. You know what I mean? He was perfectly fine. All of a sudden, he calls his son, needs to come live with him because he's, like, forgetting things and whatever. Son goes to go get him. He's, like, 90 pounds. This was a perfectly healthy man. I don't know what his weight was before, but it was a healthy weight, you know. He was a decent-sized man. He was 90 pounds, and then all of a sudden could barely walk. Didn't even get to move into the son's house yet. The son picked him up, was getting the room ready. Or I think it was within a week. Gone.
Wow.
Man just, so I mean, like...
Real.
Yeah, but that's the thing, and it's like, I don't know, it's just weird. It seems like other states are getting hit harder than, I don't know. It's just, it's all this is weird. This is weird.
So
have you guys...
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you guys heard about, like, because you, Steve Kirsch, that's the one with the... No, that's not him, actually.
The bald guy?
Yeah, Steve Kirsch, he was the one that got it and then realized there was something wrong with it, right? I get, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of
Hirschman.
The embalmer, I'm thinking of. But have you heard about Hirschman, the embalmer, and the things that they're seeing?
Yeah,
we've heard the embalmer stories. The John O'Looney, which he has a funny name. He was the first guy I saw.
Yeah.
The first.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I saw him months and months ago, and then I saw Hirschman, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Yeah, I think Mr. Hirschman is... I think he's a member of the group, actually.
Okay.
Is he?
Oh, that's
good to know.
He's
a great man, I'll tell you. Well, anyway, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't want to keep you guys. I just wanted to call in and ask that question.
Thank you for calling.
I'm glad you got through. Thank you so much. And was it easy to get through? Pretty much.
It was easy to get through. Like I said, I'm just a dumbass. I don't call in these things, so I just hit number two. I don't know why.
Why do people hit number two, I wonder? I would always hit number one.
Well, because when it comes up, it says, like, it asks you one thing, and then it says the next number two is like, oh, do you want to be in the video chat or whatever? And that just sounded logical to be like, yes, okay. That's
I know. No, it's. I'm glad you're giving feedback because we have our technical director. He should listen to this. And if we could make it easier.
A lot of dumbasses like me.
No, we have to make it really easy because many people hit two. So we have to figure out how to stop that. So maybe we'll, I think what we'll do, we'll have to figure that out. My technical guy.
Just call and listen to your own prompt and be like, oh, all right, which one would I hit?
Yes.
What do you think, you know?
Yes, yes. It has to be super easy. Before, we made it a little too complicated. So we welcome all your feedback. We want to catch every single call and not make it a pain. Or one of these crazy menus, like you call a company, press 1, press 2, press 3, press 4, press 5, you know, and 5 hours later. Yeah.
Just announce and just tell everybody, hey, hit 1. And I mean, like, I had to figure it out after that, but, you know.
Actually,
like
I would.
It's just me.
It's
my first time ever.
So. No, it's great. It's your debut on the Fakeologist show. Fantastic.
No, this is my debut on any show. I've never done this.
It's never too old. You're never too old to try something new.
I needed to support you guys, seriously, because I think what you're doing is huge. And I'm glad you're there for all these people because it's breaking my heart seeing these people. It really is. It's breaking my heart.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, thank you.
I'm glad we're there to support them. So.
Yeah. Well, keep on, keep on keeping on.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I think that was Juliet, she said. Juliet from Swansea, Massachusetts.
Yep.
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yeah, near Boston. Boston.
Yeah, so hat tip to our technical director, Velicet. We have to figure out a way to stop people from accidentally pressing two. We might have to get rid of two and just have one.
Maybe. Yeah, just have one. Yeah, for sure. That probably would make more sense. That probably confused me too if there was two of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, it's we have to make it extremely simple. And I'm not sure. I think the only...
Have to press two because you have two lines? Is that it?
Well, what we do, we do an audio chat every randomly, especially on Saturdays, though. And if you want to get through to the audio chat, which is just us chatting, you press two. But we have to figure out a way. And Felicit is smart. He's going to figure it out. So we have to drop. We have to make two unavailable. We just have to figure out how to make two harder to get to by accident. So we have too many people dropping into two.
But if people are pressing two, wouldn't it be easier just to flip them?
Well, no, because two is another room altogether. So two is a place to go, but we don't want them going there because we want them to press one.
But couldn't two be the number that connects them to the live chat and one be the other one?
Yeah.
If everyone is pressing two, I mean, isn't it easier?
Well, I don't think everyone's pressing two. Just some people press two. You know, it's... It's tricky. There's no good way to understand why people press two. I always prefer one. I don't. Anyway, the phone lines are open, and we've been going about an hour and 10 minutes, so things do heat up always towards the end of the show, but feel free to call in. We've got 103 people on the fake call, on the Died Suddenly video chat.
Really, and that many. Wow.
I could cry about what's happening in Canada with carrot madness, somebody says.
Oh, yes. Carrot madness, tea madness. It's unbelievable. They're going for their fourth or fifth or sixth ones in some jurisdictions. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I agree. I live in Canada. It breaks my heart, the children getting the tea. Yes, it does. It's going to get worse. These stories are going to be, you know, mounting and mounting even worse as time
goes on. Do you think it's going to get worse? Yeah? Is that your thought?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. In the short to medium term, I think so, because you have all these children that are getting it from 6 months and above.
Mm.
So yeah, absolutely. You're going to start hearing of myocarditis, pericarditis, strokes in young children. And
I don't like to
hear
that.
They're preparing you guys for it because they have defibrillators in all the schools now, and they're saying on these advertisements that strokes are normal in children. So they're preparing the population mentally, or trying to prepare them, anyways. But all of us know, we know better. But that's where we're heading. It's going to be worse.
Boy, do you have any good news?
I do have good news. I went for a bike ride today and I felt great. I mean, so.
Okay, well, you're feeling great.
I had to go clear my mind. So I went for a bike ride. But, you know what? The good news is this, in all seriousness, the good news is everybody's coming together. Everybody's joining forces together. We're raising awareness, which is the important thing. So all these people who've taken already maybe one or two, they're not going to take any more, which is fantastic. It's music to my ears. Slowly but surely, this group, this little, once group is growing worldwide, and hopefully we can, we can show everyone with the destruction that these things are causing and force people and, maybe change their minds and they won't get any more.
If anything happens to the group, what's the backup plan? What should they do? Can they do?
If anything happens to the group, you can go to the featured section right now. Scroll down on the featured section. There's a backup group there. There's one on Telegram that I posted, and then there's another one called RIP News, which is the backup group. So on Facebook. So if you scroll down on the featured section, you'll bump into it. So there's a Telegram and then Rest in Peace News, RIP News on Facebook, which is the backup group. And you can go there and become members and just hang tight. Obviously, I'm not posting anything on RIP News or anything like that. That's just there just in case anything happens. But yeah, they're there.
Do you go to your own Telegram group? Is that being monitored? What can people say there?
Telegram, you guys can say basically anything. I'd rather keep it to your own stories instead of, you know, posting, outside stuff. But yes, it is being monitored. There's 3 or 4 moderators there right now that are administrators there. I'm hardly ever there because I'm so busy with the Facebook group itself. But yeah, there's a Telegram group. So just go to the featured section on the Facebook group. If you scroll down on the featured section, I posted the Telegram group link.
What's the name of it? Because you can easily search for stuff within Telegram if you want.
Yeah, it's the same. It's Died Suddenly News, but yeah. There's a whole bunch of other copycats, right?
Oh, yes, there are. I see a bunch. I see about 4. There's Died Suddenly News. That's the icon is a picture of Flanders Fields or a field with crosses and red stuff on it. That's the easiest way. It's mainly green with white stripes, if you can see. There's Died Suddenly Canadians. There's another Died Suddenly Canadians. There's another Died Suddenly News. Died Suddenly News 2. That's about it, though. So there's only about 4 or 5. So yours is the one with 5 million messages in it. That's how you know.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah, it says
there are in there now.
It says here I have 4,000 messages to catch up on. Won't be reading all of them, but I can't keep up with these Telegram groups. They're crazy. I've had to delete Telegram groups. I don't even know why I'm in them anymore, cuz how can you keep up with 13,000 messages? Well, I got one here, Ice Age Farmer. 110,000 messages I've missed. I think I better leave that group. I'm not keeping up.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I personally don't like Telegram.
No, me neither.
Not even Facebook for that matter, but I'd rather have my own platform and that way we can talk freely like Tim here on the Fakeologist. He's got it, he's got it worked out and it's awesome. But I'm gonna wrap up for tonight, Tim.
Okay.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. I think we gave a good shake. We can't stay on all night. We're back next Thursday, and it seems like we have a new co-host, Viking Helga. So she's always here with news. She's very active on the Fakeologist Forum. Super grateful for that.
No, I'm not on the forum.
Okay. Well, you're somewhere. You're in a lot of places. We like having you on.
Thanks. I just posted a link of a website from Edward Dowd. He's that stock market guy. And I think.
Oh, people died. They lied, people died.com. Yeah, I like that guy, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if he's
a good guy.
He has inside information, I because he's a friend of Larry Fink, so it's kind of shady. But he's talking about it, so anyone who's talking about it, I mean, they are helping out, even if they are not very honest, but they are helping. So this website is from his book. He's writing a book about the sudden deaths.
Listen, I don't trust anyone. I trust Viking Helga. I trust Tiago. But I'm talking about the people that are promoted and they're really super popular. When Tiago gets on CBS News, we're going to have to end the show. Because if CBS News or some of these big boys are going to promote Tiago, then I'm going to be worried that Tiago is...
I'm part of the cabal.
Yeah, he joined, he crossed over, he got the he took the payola, whatever. But everyone has something to offer, even if they see, because they give us a little sugar and a little sour there. So I take the sugar and I leave the other stuff. So I can take I can take something from everyone and try and discard I get a lot of flack for sometimes promoting people because they say, well, this person did that or they didn't have this and they lied about that. Okay, I get it. I know nobody is perfect and we're not getting any great leader out there. No one's coming to save us. You're just going to have to pick and choose. And I do pick and choose. And I try and put the things I like the best and I explain myself. So it's not easy.
I agree because people want a savior and there won't be any savior anywhere. So
no.
If this guy, even if he has inside information, even if he's doing something for his own gain, I don't know.
Yeah.
But right now he's talking about this issue, which is important, and maybe some people who wouldn't listen to Tiago, for instance, will listen to this guy.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's fine. We're in the same boat right now. And if in the future he does something that isn't nice, then I get off the boat. It's not a problem. Yeah.
There's no saviors. There's no save. Just be wary of the people that get pulled to the top. That's all. You're never going to hear about me. I've been doing this 10 years. I can't even crack 1,000 people on Twitter, and I have 25,000 tweets. So I can't crack. I'm not famous. Tiago's not famous. You're not famous. And I want to give a shout out to a woman, a wonderful researcher, who I guarantee you probably have never heard her name. Let me ask Tiago and yourself first. Has anyone here heard of Nikki Rapana?
No, only from your website.
Right. Nikki Rapana has done more to explaining what's happening in the last 20 years than anyone else. She's very clear, concise, and she even wrote a book. And she's probably one of the smartest people you've never heard of. And I just heard today that she died this year. I don't know of what. She was only 65. The only thing I can be suspicious of is she did lead a really frugal outdoor life. She had no money, and she was living practically outdoors in Alaska in a yurt, which is a form of a tent. And she just looked like she living outdoors, living the rough life without proper running water is not really great for human health. So that's the only thing at the moment that I can attribute to her death. But she died at 65. She explained the communitarian agenda. Communitarian is sort of a nice word for communism. It has the root of the word commune or communism in it. And she did a fantastic audio. I put it on FacoTube. And it's 2 hours. If you have 2 hours or even can listen to a piece of it, take a listen to this woman. She really explains stuff you'll never have heard of. And it's more proof that the people that are telling you the truth are never promoted. So you'll never have heard of her probably. So take a listen to the people that you haven't heard from and really educate yourself. They're going to explain what's happening. It's Nikki Rapana. Just go to FacoTube.com. And type in N-I-K-I, Nikki Rapana. And rest in peace, Nikki Rapana. I'm going to be talking to her daughter, who is also brought up in the image of her mother. It's amazing. She helped her mother do the research, and her daughter is super smart as well. So she left a wonderful legacy. So Nikki Rapana, R-A-A-P-A-N-A, Nikki Rapana. You won't find a whole heck of a lot if you type her name into any of the search engines. So that's why I highlight her work on FacoTube.com or Fakeologist.com. So
yeah, maybe type in the chat because the Facebook people are asking how the name is spelled.
I'm going to do that. And I'm going to put on FacoTube.com. So come on over and listen. Tiago, any closing comments?
No, just thank you so much for everybody. Thank you to you, Tim, Viking Helga. Muito obrigado, senhora. Everybody listening.
Obrigada.
Thank you so much. Yes, everybody listening, from FacoTube and Diet Suddenly News, thank you for taking the time out to listen today. And, we're going to do it again next Thursday.
All right. And same.
Thank you for having me, Tiago and Tim. And it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. Yeah, call anytime. I don't mind you riding shotgun. It's fun having a female voice, especially a Portuguese voice. So that way, if Tiago swears at me in Portuguese, you'll be able to alert me right away. I need someone to spy on this Tiago guy. He's really shady, but anyway, thank you guys. Great show, and we'll see you next Thursday. All the best.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.